And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, a lot of people don't believe in prophecy. And, of course, when you look at some of the silly so-called prophets of the, the cults and false New Age religions, I can understand why. But the Bible has many prophecies, and never has one failed. In fact, there are some 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that pointed to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And exactly as he was described in the Bible, and not according to what the Jews desired or imagined, Jesus came. He was totally of different character and content than the Jews and their evil, vain imaginations believed he would be. But the coming of Jesus was as the Bible had dictated. We can have confidence in it. And today we're going to be talking about prophecy. And that's the reason for this ministry, because I love to illustrate the power of prophecy. Now, listen to me very close today, please. I want you to understand something. You may want to get a pen and paper and write down a few Bible verses and a few things, because I'm going to tell you the exact reason why we're moving toward this incredible communist New World Order under the Rothschilds, Barack Obama, Rahm Emanuel, and the others. You will know the reason for everything today. I'm going to give you one word that will describe it all. You may say, well, Tex, you mean you've got it narrowed down to one word? Oh, yes, of course. One word will tell you everything that is occurring and everything that is going to happen. And finally, how it all is going to end up. Today, you will discover those things because they're revealed in the scriptures. So I don't have any secret knowledge, but I have a key to knowledge. And did you understand what I said? I have the key that will open up. It's a key that will open up the door that nothing else can open. You know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that Jesus Christ has the key and he can open the door that no man can shut, but he shuts the door and no man can then open it. He can shut doors, and that includes the doors of knowledge, or he can open them up. And if he shuts a door and he closes it, it will not open except to the one who calls on his name. So get ready, friends. And if you have your key ready, I'm going to tell you when to insert it into the door. And we're going to open up that creaking door. And we're going to find some incredible knowledge behind the closed door. First of all, I want you to understand that the Bible has a lot to say about money. In fact, it says, and the Apostle Paul told Timothy, that the love of money was the root of all evil. Ah, yes. Sex, power, fame, ego, pride. Oh, no doubt. Even the Antichrist, the Bible said, is going to have an excess of pride. Sexual perversity, oh my goodness. It says in the book of Daniel that the last days Antichrist will have no regard for the desire of women. Now, there's a double-edged sword to that, and Someday we'll discuss the meaning of that exact phrase, because the desire of women has a very, let's just say it has a Hebrew connotation, but then it has just a direct connotation. A lot of people believe he might be a homosexual. I wouldn't doubt that. After all, being turned over to a reprobate mind, a man will do reprobate things. Now, money. I propose to you today, dear friends, that the reason the Illuminati elite are doing what they do is for money. All kind of sub-motives, sub-plots. But when we get down to the essence, it's money. They're religious people, too. They're not atheists. No communist has ever been an atheist, because at the very minimum, they worship themselves. You can't be an atheist if you worship yourself. As Bob Dylan once said in one of his songs, right after he said he'd become a Christian, he said, you got to serve somebody. And they serve themselves. Did you know that the Bible says that the last day's world system will be called Mystery Babylon, and that it will have two great falls? This is in Revelation 18. Babylon the Great is fallen. So what we're talking about today, this New World Order Illuminati system that is spreading from the United States and around the world, as we hollow out the American banking and financial and commercial system, and all of our money is being sent overseas, and I'll tell you how that's being done in a little bit later here. You'll understand how the banking system really works and who it serves. This program is going to reveal that to you. But I want you to understand that this money is the engine that runs the mind of these people. But they are doomed, they are destined for a fall. And there will be two falls. One has already occurred, one is yet to come. The beast that was wounded, who fell, is now returned, revived, he's back again, or she, I should say. But she, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, will fall once again. Now Satan, seeing this in Revelation 18, that his bride, that's all the people who worship him, and in worshiping themselves, they're worshiping Satan. They look in the mirror, they see themselves, they're looking at Satan. When you worship yourself, you're worshiping Satan. But I want you to understand that in the Jewish Kabbalistic mentality, it's a matter of self-worship, and going a little bit beyond that, it is a collective deity. They believe the Jews are gods on earth, and the nation of Israel, the fleshly nation of Israel, is in fact God incarnate on this earth. And all other races and peoples are no better than beast or cattle or insects. And that's what's in the Talmud. If you don't believe that, get the book by Michael Hoffman, Judaism Discovered, that we offer in this ministry. That's exactly what the Jewish holy book says, the Talmud, that only the Jewish race are gods on earth. It says that God, the one God that we would consider God, even goes to the Jewish sages and rabbis and seeks advice. They're wiser than the one we would call God, because they are collectively God, and they're going to bring about their own salvation, and it is not an individual salvation, but the Jews believe it is a national salvation. They are the bride of Satan, and they will be saved by their own efforts, because they will conquer this earth. The red serpent, the great Ouroboros serpent, red dragon, will conquer this entire earth, all four corners of it. and they will set up their great kingdom. It will be ruled from Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv to be the money capital, Jerusalem to be the spiritual and the judicial capital of this world. And that is their goal. And they're pressing forward to it. And Barack Obama is just a big stooge that is destined to help them achieve it. And when he doesn't move the United States and the world toward this goal, then they will assassinate him and throw him out of the way, reject him, and get another servant or slave or stooge. His role is to be a stooge. And he's doing it quite well, by the way. Now, Babylon the Great is fallen. Did you know that in Tel Aviv, a city that was only founded in 1909, with the help and with the money of the Rothschilds, the most fabulously rich Illuminati family in the world, it is now the center of the world's financial system. After the fall of the World Trade Center towers in New York City, the commercial system, Mystery Babylon, moved to Tel Aviv, Israel. That is the seat of Satan's money center. It is the seat of the Israeli stock market. And let me tell you, dear friends, you can check this on Google if you want to. You can do all the research you want. You will find that while the United States stock market was falling some 50 or 55% in the year 2008, the Israeli stock market went up 19%. Every stock market in the world had a resounding fall and crash in the year 2008, but the Israeli stock market has seen a 19% gain, and the banks of Tel Aviv, and they have the largest banks in the world in Tel Aviv now, and they are brimming with cash, trillions and trillions of dollars. Every dollar that's been sent to the big banks of the United States has ended up in the coffers of the Jewish banks in Tel Aviv, Israel, and other places throughout the world. But the headquarters of this great money system, Mystery Babylon, the commercial, evil, antichrist financial system of the world, is now centered and headquartered in Tel Aviv, Israel, and there they have a great plaque on Rothschild Boulevard that leads you right into the financial center where all the skyscrapers are. By the way, the city of Tel Aviv is called the White City. Oh, they even profess to be pure and white. It is called the White City. Even all the architecture is required to be white. White stone architecture. And by the way, Chicago, Illinois, is the sister city of Tel Aviv. It is one of the commercial capitals of the United States. It is the commodity trading capital of the world, Chicago, where Rahm Emanuel came from, where Barack Obama comes from. Its zip code is 60606. It is called the Windy City because they worship the Satan aspect of the wind, the conquering wind, Moriah, and Chicago is called the Windy City. Not only that, visit the financial district in Chicago, and you will see atop the largest skyscraper there, a great statue in silver of a great goddess without a face. She has no face. You say, Tex, I cannot believe that. I don't care what you can believe. I'm telling you the truth. Look it up, the great statue of the great goddess Ceres. The very name serial killer, and cereal, what you eat, comes from the goddess Ceres. But she had many other names. That's why they don't have her there depicted with a face. She's the goddess with no face. But she had 1,000 names. And now she stands atop the great Colossus of Chicago, which is the Midwest of the United States, next to the great river there, with a zip code 60606. They never count the zeros in occult numerology. It is 666, the city. And Chicago has a name, a nickname. What do you think it might be? Well, let me tell you, if you don't know, it's called the White City. But it's the Black Heart of Darkness City. gargoyles, devil statues. You'll have to get my newest video entitled Face to Face with the Devil, my newest video. I'll tell you how to get that in a minute. You will see some of the statues of Chicago, Illinois. But let's go to Tel Aviv, because they're on Rothschild Boulevard. Why do you think they named it Rothschild Boulevard? And Tel Aviv founded or established that city in 1909, the banking capital of Israel, and now the whole world, now that the United States has been hollowed out by Zionist agents, George W. Bush and Barack Obama, along with Tim Geithner and Henry Paulson and all of their secretaries of the Treasury, and of course, Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan, all of which, of whom, by the way, are Jews. All the secretaries of Treasury are Jews. And all the chairmen of the Federal Reserve Boards are always Jews, because they run the money system of the world, including the United States, of course. Do you think they're going to take a Gentile and make him in charge of the Fed Reserve? Of course not. It's always a Jew. Money. That's what drives these men. And their religion is themselves. And what is the desire of their hearts? It's more and more money. You know, I love in the Bible where Simon the magician was so intrigued by the miracles the apostles were able to do. And he said, how are you able to do these things, the healings and the incredible miracles? And they said, this is not in and of ourselves, but it's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He said, here's some money. I'd like to buy it from you. You know, he thought they'd do a little ritual, some kind of a satanic sorceress ritual, the way they do in Kabbalistic Judaism today. And they would impart to him this spirit. He was willing to buy the spirit. And they said to him, to hell with you, you and your money. To hell with you, you and your money. The devil's always been mad when people try to take away his money. In the Greek city of Ephesus, they worshiped the great goddess Diana, whom the apostle Paul said was the goddess whom all the world worshiped. Did you get that? All the world worshiped this goddess Diana. The witches worshiped Diana, the great moon goddess, to this very day. But she had 1,000 names. She was worshiped by a different name in every locale. And today, she is the goddess Ceres, and she stands atop the financial capital and district in Chicago, Illinois, the heart of the Midland of the United States. But of course, she stands across atop the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. And she stands is carved in stone at the pediment of the Parthenon in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope I said Washington, D.C. and Nashville, Tennessee. She's everywhere. Practically find this goddess somewhere in stone or pictured at every courthouse in America, holding a scale of balances as if she is the judge of the world. But in Ephesus, they were making a good living, her magicians, her priests, her so-called churches and temples. And since she was the goddess of silver, silver was especially her color. The god was reserved for, gold was reserved for the god. The silver was for the goddess. And they would make trinkets and jewelry of silver and plates and idols of silver. And they were making a pretty good living off of it in Ephesus. But when Paul came, they were so wary. They said, well, if people start believing it is Jesus, there'll be no money in it for us. So they got the people all roused up and said, great is Diana of the Ephesians. And they wanted to put Paul and his helpers to death, because they were going to take away their money, because Paul wasn't considered, he wasn't even interested in money. Money was the least thing that Paul was interested in. He said to me, everything is nothing but a bunch of dung, like fertilizer, except the gospel of Jesus. Well, it was of great interest to the silversmiths who worshiped Diana. And by the way, the great statue of Ceres in Chicago is silver. Sort of interesting. Now, that there at the Rothschild Boulevard, there's a great bronze sign with these words or this inscription put there by the Rothschilds there in Tel Aviv, Israel, now the financial capital of the world since America has been dethroned all on purpose, all planned, and Israel has now been exalted, has now become the great financial capital and banking center of the world. Mystery Babylon is now headquartered in Tel Aviv, and its spiritual, its dark heart is in Jerusalem. And it says the inscription on that bronze plaque at Rothschild Boulevard, as you head into the financial district of Tel Aviv, there are these words: I will build thee up, O virgin, I will build thee up. Two builds, I will build thee, O virgin. Talking to a friend, a doctor, the other day. I asked him, did he know of this? He said he was shocked. He said, surely the Jews and Israel do not worship the virgin, the goddess Mary. I said, no, of course not. There's another virgin. She is not a virgin because she has not had sex. She's not a young maiden who has not had sex, who is a virgin in that physical sense. She's a virgin because nobody has been able to discover her mysteries, her Gnostic heart. Her mysterious teachings are beyond the reach of everyday normal man and woman. So no one has known her in terms of her gnosis or her knowledge. So she remains a virgin. And in all of the mystery religions, whether it was Egypt or Babylon or Greece or Rome, she was known as the virgin. And yet she was a female of great promiscuity sexually and sexual prowess. And it was said that when you had sex with one of the priestesses in the temples, during the sexual mating or link up, you were being yoked with the goddess. You were actually making love to a proxy or a substitute for the goddess. That's why in the Hindu religion, they have tantric rituals, sexual rituals, in which in your vain imagination, your fertile evil mind, you believe you're being yoked with the goddess. Well, you're having sex with a woman. Or with a man, for that matter. That's the very meaning of the Hindu spiritual exercise known as yoga. To be yoked with the great goddess. Now, Rothschild and Tel Aviv, now the financial capital of the world, said that I will build you up, O virgin, I will build you up. But what did God say? Mystery, Babylon the Great, is fallen. This great money system is going to collapse. And all of these trillions of dollars that have been stolen from the pocketbooks of the American taxpayers, and where do you think they went? No one has any money in America right now. No one can get credit. Well, maybe a few can, but you know what I'm saying. The credit system is not liquid. In other words, it is not working in America today. Why? Because the money is missing. All those trillions of dollars that George W. Bush and Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, and Tim Geithner, and Barack Obama, and Rahm Emanuel, and Ben Bernanke, the Fed Reserve Chairman, have given to the biggest banks in America, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, of course to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, And let's not even mention the banks that were gobbled up by the big ones, Wachovia, Countrywide Mortgage, Washington Mutual, Bear Stearns, and all the others, Merrill Lynch, et cetera, et cetera. All of these banks have been given some $14 trillion, according to the financial experts. And yet they say we don't have any money to lend anybody. The money went down a sinkhole. No, it didn't. It went in those banks and was transferred into the accounts of the great banks of Israel. You have to understand what's happening. All the money of America is now being transferred. It's the great corrupt transfer of American wealth. American wealth is being plundered by Jewish banks. This is grafted corruption on a massive international scale. It's fascism because the government is cooperating with corporate entities, the banks. But if you're not part of the Jewish system, they're going to close you down. The airlines are hurting. The automotive companies are hurting. They're not run by the Jews. Every department store, every fast food restaurant chain that is not owned by Jews, every computer software and internet company that is not owned by Jews, and most are, is in danger of going under, dragged to their death because of lack of credit. There is no credit because these great banks of America have turned over all of their money to the Israeli banks. Meanwhile, all of the oil of Iraq, which is the world's second largest oil producer, and we control Iraq, we have turned it over to Israel, and now they have two huge pipelines going across western Iraq, and Israel is getting all that oil, and they're selling it to world powers. It's being shipped from the Mediterranean Sea, off the coast there. Why do you think they want Gaza? They've just found a new oil field there off of Gaza in the ocean. Israel can't let the Palestinians have oil. They're going to keep it for themselves. Plus all those tankers going down there picking up oil that comes from Iraq. People keep saying when we invaded Iraq, we thought we were going to get billions of oil money. Now, friends, the Iraqi people don't have any money for themselves. Their water systems don't work. Their sewer systems don't work. Their electrical power plants are out of operation. Their highways have huge gaping potholes. And even the Iraqi people say, where's all our oil money? And Dick Cheney and George W. Bush says, oh, we'll pay for that war in Iraq with the oil we get from Iraq. But we never got it. And now America has spent some $3 trillion to fight the Iraq war, and we haven't been paid back by their oil. Who got the oil? It's flowing. It's flowing into Israeli coffers. If you don't understand the big picture, friends, you'll lose everything. Who do you think owns all the shipping companies that are losing all of the ships to Somali pirates? Israeli corporations. And a big oil tanker goes off the coast of Africa there with $150 million worth of oil and nobody to sell it to because the economies of the world have collapsed and nobody's buying gas and oil. What are they going to do? Well, they just get it hijacked by their little pals over there in the Somaliland. And then the insurance company has to pay and pay and pay. But believe me, it won't be the Gentile tankers that are taken. It's the Jews because they're the ones that have got the insurance. And it's not the Jewish insurance companies that pay. It's the Gentile. It is a Jewish-run operation, the Somali pirates. Folks, you have to know how the world is run. This is Tex Mars. Stay with us. I'm going to tell you some more about a system that I call Zio-Mammonism. Zio-Mammonism. When we return, you're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief message. Tex Moores again. I mentioned earlier in the program that I have a brand new video out entitled Face to Face with the Devil, Close Encounters with Unexpected Evil. This is the most astonishing video I believe I have ever produced. You will see hundreds and hundreds of actual images of devil statues and architecture around the world. And friends, it's in places where you least expect it. You're walking down the street, suddenly you're face to face with a devil. You look up on the arch stone of an entryway into a skyscraper building, and there's the devil looking at you. You stare up at a church, and there are gargoyle devils staring down at you. Now, you may say, well, this is just stone. This is metal. It's plaster, maybe wood. It's not alive. But according to the satanic Illuminati and the occult Satanist, they believe these idols are alive. And they put them there for a purpose. To watch. To monitor. They invoke the powers of these devil idols. They believe in them. They believe that matter is not just something of stone and substance, but that spirit can inhabit matter. You may say that's nonsense. You may say that's silly, but they believe it and they act on it. And it tells you how the Satanists of this world have such great power. How can they litter, that's what I call it, litter the whole world with their statues of devils? Walk down one of the biggest cities in the United States, whether it's Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, San Antonio, Texas, New York City, Los Angeles, you'll be face to face with devils. Sometimes you walk by and don't even notice what they are. There's so many of them. You get used to them. Well, don't get used to them, friends. Be aware. Be on the watch. And remember, you may walk past a devil's head on a building and say it's nothing, but a Satanist walks by and pays reverence to it, honors it, communicates with it, and acts on that communication. And I believe the devil, knowing this, has, let's just say, given certain idols powers to do certain things. Can they move about, talk, walk? Maybe not, although the Bible says the image of the beast will be able to walk, talk. Read about that in the book of Revelation. But I'm not concerned whether they do or not. I'm concerned about the fact that there are wealthy, influential, even educated men and women who believe that they will and do. And they're acting on it. And they're creating a satanic kingdom on this earth. You need to know who these people are, why they have created these works of evil in our midst, everywhere here in America, in cities like Nashville and Atlanta, Georgia, that are supposed to be cities in the Bible Belt. You'll find devils everywhere in stone. What's that all about? The name of my newest video is Face to Face with the Devil. Face to Face with the Devil. Now it's $25, add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $30 to get Face to Face with the Devil. I know for a fact you've never seen a video like this, ever, ever, ever. And I give you the scriptures in the Bible explaining what's going on, what's really happening. Again, $30 postpaid to get the video, DVD now only. We only have it in DVD. You can order it by phoning us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673. Or you can send us $30, check, money order, cash, to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733 in the USA. By the way, our regular phone line, our number, you know, toll free is 1-800-234-9673. You can call us on our regular phone line. That's area code 512 563-9780. Now let's return to our regular program. We're discussing something that I call Zio-Mammonism. Zio, of course, meaning Zionist or Zion. Zionist-Mammonism. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus made an interesting statement. Very interesting. Listen to this. He said, "No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." By the way, in Matthew 6, verse 24, he talks about mammon again, but it's revealed to be money. Mammon was money. One of the Babylonian gods, supposedly a god of prosperity, was called Mormo or Mammo. Mammon. You cannot serve God and Mammon. You can't serve two masters. You'll hate one and love the other. Or you'll hold to the one and despise the other. In other words, if you serve God, truly serve God, then you will despise and hate Mammon. Oh, I know we all need it, and we've got to, you know, get around. We got to have some transportation, and we have to have a place to live and food and shelter. I understand all that. But the love of money is the root of all evil. And God said, if you love money, then you will not love God. And if you love God, you won't love money. You can only have one master, and if your master is money, then that's it. That's your God. But we know that it is Satan behind the money. That's right. It's Satan behind the money. And that's mammon. Notice Jesus didn't tell the Jews, and he's speaking here to the Jews. He didn't say, you cannot serve God and the devil, both. The devil's not even here in this verse. The word Satan or Lucifer is not here. Because mammon is a substitute for the devil. When the devil's got you to loving mammon, he's already got you. You're his. And you're not going to serve God because you're serving money. That's why the Illuminati love money, because they despise God. That's what you have to understand. Don't you know they hated it when Jesus said that the little widow who went into the temple and all she had was one mite, such a tiny sum, and she gave it thankfully to God. And Jesus said that is worth more to God than all of the rich who come in and give huge amounts and then beat their breast and say, look at all I've done for God. Look at what I've done. I've given all this riches. Friends, we have today people who call themselves humanitarian. For example, Bill Gates, the richest man maybe in America. He and Warren Buffett keep going back and forth as to who's the richest. Bill Gates has done so many wonderful humanitarian things. For example, he's given millions to Planned Parenthood for abortion. He's given millions to save our planet through environmentalism. Oh, yeah. But he still loves mammon. And he cannot think about the spiritual things of this world. All he's thinking about is killing babies through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, killing babies and saving the material earth. Kill babies. Preserve the physical planet. There you got it. There's a picture of the devil. Right there, killing and saying, this is your paradise. This is your kingdom. Look around you, the earth. There is no heaven. There's no God who loves you. You're your own God. That was the lie in the garden. What did the devil tell Adam and Eve? Disobey God, eat of the fruit, and you'll be a God yourself. And the Jews believe they're gods. And in worshiping mammon, they're worshiping themselves, and they are making themselves into God. And they even turned the temple of God into a place of money lust. It says in chapter 21 of Matthew, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Verse 15 says, listen to this. Now the Jews, they didn't like it. And when the chief priest and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? You know, do you hear what these people say? They're praising you for what you've done. You've thrown out our money, people. And they're praising you. And they were angry. They were displeased. Just like the silversmiths when Paul preached Jesus. Because once a man came to know Jesus, he wouldn't need all those things made of silver and gold. He'd throw them out. The Zionists want mammon, and they are building a kingdom of mammon, and it is headquartered in that little country called Israel, in that financial district of the world called Tel Aviv, where the Rothschilds have stated, and it's in writing on a bronze plate inscribed on Rothschild Boulevard, I will build thee, O virgin, I will build thee. I will build thee up. It's the virgin, it's the great goddess of money telling the people, I will build you up. I will build you up, Israel. And she is building a great new world order, a Jewish Illuminati-led new world order. And you can see it. Listen to these headlines. United Nations climate change plan would likely shift trillions to form a new world economy. This is in Fox News. How about Kissinger? He's Jewish. He's part of this plan. We are building a truly global society, he has recently been quoted as saying. And the credit crisis will result in a new world financial system. A truly global society. On it goes. At the G20 meeting where Barack Obama went over to Europe and met with all the heads of state, they agreed to form something called special drawing rights, or SDRs. This is a new form of money that will come out of the International Bank of Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. The International Bank of Settlements is sort of like the coordinator for all the world's central banks. One of the writers, Ellen Brown, I saw an article today. She called it the Tower of Basel. You've heard of the Tower of Babel. Well, now they've got the Tower of Basel, Switzerland. New world currency. Now, I told you about this in my book, Millennium, Peace Promises and the Day They Take Our Money Away by Tex Mars. That's right. I told you about that book years ago. It's still a powerful book. You probably can get it from our ministry. Sandra, we have copies of that, right? Okay, you can get the book Millennium. It told you what was going to happen in the 21st century. A new money system. A new world currency. And it explained how it was going to come about. And people said, Tex, you're insane. No one would recommend such a system. How did I know it? Was I a financial genius? Should I be given credit for reading the Bible? No. I shouldn't be given credit for predicting these things. Anybody who read Revelation 13, where it says that in the last days, a system will be set up and devised so that no man may buy or sell unless he has the name or the mark or the number of the beast. It says right there what's going to happen. across the world. And the whole world wondered in admiration after the beast, it says. Now, please understand, all of these things are coming up. And Mammonism is worshipped by the Zionists, and so their real religion is Zio-Mammonism. And many of the Jews themselves, in their most cogent moments, admit this. For example, Karl Marx. I have a little book about Jews and money. Karl Marx, the founder of the communist philosophies, actually wasn't the founder at all, but he did publish Das Kapital, the Capitalist, and also the Communist Manifesto. And Rothschild gave him the money and gave these books the promotion they needed. And Marx said of the Jews, they worship money. He should know he was a Jewish high priest of Satan himself. Get the book we offer for $15 by Pastor Richard Vermbrand entitled Marx and Satan. You'll see he was a Satanist. And Marx says the Jews' God is money. Communism is a halfway house. They're only half the way there. Then they bring in Zio-Mammonism. That's the ultimate. You see, you have to understand, the world has had two great systems for over 100 years. One was called communism. The other was called capitalism. But in the Hegelian dialectic, these two systems butt heads. This is the ongoing clash of opposites. The friction of the thesis and the antithesis or antithesis until finally a synthesis comes out of this clash of opposites. This is classic Hegel, and I talk about it in my books such as Dark Majesty and Circle of Intrigue. So communism battles with capitalism, and the result is sort of a homogenized unity of the two. Zio-Mammonism. Capitalism at the top is run by Jewish bankers. Jewish capitalists. Communism was founded by Jewish revolutionary illuminist, and it is Jewish. So you have Jewish communism versus Jewish capitalism. Now, I know many capitalists are not Jews. Those are the General Motors of the world. You see where they're being dumped to, don't you? The banks are given $14 trillion, but Chrysler and General Motors are given just a few paltry billions, and when they complain, they're humiliated before the whole nation. They'll probably be forced into bankruptcy. If a man named Silverstone or Goldberg or Goldstein, you notice all those names for the Jews? They all have to do with precious gems and money, diamond, Silverstone, coppersmith. The Jews even took upon themselves names having to do with precious metals and precious jewels and money. Even the name money is taken by some Jews. The love of money. Zio-Mammonism. And what is Zio-Mammonism? It is the combination, it is the clash of opposites, the two opposites being Jewish capitalism, smashing all of the Gentile capitalists, and Jewish communist, smashing anyone who would dare to try to be a socialist and be a leader who was not a communist. And these two, Jewish communism and Jewish capitalism, which is a criminal form of capitalism, butt heads together until finally out comes the product, the output of the systems. You know, I studied all this back when I was at college, getting my bachelor's degree, summa cum laude in political science at Park University in Kansas City. And then later on, I taught American government and state and local government and political science at the university level, and I taught them all about this Hegelian dialectic and how the systems approach. And I would have textbooks by David Easton on systems therapy and Laszlo and others discussing this systems theory, which is nothing more than the Hegelian dialectic, which is actually nothing more than Darwinism. All of the systems of Satan revert back to this Hegelian conflict of opposites, whether it's evolutionary Darwinism or, you know, any other systems. Remember, the war between communism and capitalism ends up in Zio-Mammonism. Now you know the system that everything is aiming for. You didn't know that before, did you? No one in the whole world has told you. Tex Mars is a genius. No, shut up. I listen to the Bible. I read the Bible. It says Jesus told the Jews, you've got to choose between God and money. They said, okay, we'll crucify you and we'll take the money. And not only that, we'll pay one of our own, Judas, 30 pieces of silver, more money, for betraying you. Heinrich Heine, that's spelled H-E-I-N-N-E. Heinrich Heine was a tremendous, very insightful German Jewish writer back in the 19th century. He wrote about the Rothschilds. Oh, they were powerful then too. I want to quote what he said, and then you'll understand where we're headed. He said that he had long studied and he well understood the religion of the Jews. And he knew who their God was. And he knew who their prophet was. That's P-R-O-P-H-E-T, by the way. And let me give you a quote from Mr. Heine, Heinrich Heine. He said, money is the God of the Jews. Money is the God of the Jews, and Rothschild is his prophet. What is the name of the God of the Jews? Money. Mammon. And thus their religion can properly be called Zio-Mammonism. The Bible talks about a false prophet that's to come who will point everyone to this false religious system. The false prophet. Heine says, and he was German, he was Jewish, he studied these things. He says, money is the God of the Jews, and Rothschild is his prophet. Could Rothschild be the false prophet? This is criminal system called Zio-Mammonism. And I want you to understand something. All of this, everything that America had that was governmental is being turned over to Zio-Mammonist. You see, the states, the local government, and even the federal government own the roads, highways. But now they're turning them over to private companies. It's a process called privatization. Zio-Mammonism equals privatization. They used to run the prisons, but now they've turned them over to Wackenhut and all of the other commercial operations. Even the food that prisoners in federal prisons and state prisons are being given is all being provided by commercial, non-governmental companies. The roads are being turned highways across this country into toll roads so that the private companies can get richer. The utilities, many of them were owned, electric, water, and otherwise, by governments. But no longer, now they're all being turned over to private enterprises. Even our military is being turned over to Blackwater and other commercial mercenary armies. Homeland Security, they're going to bring in all kinds of guards you've never even heard about before and have all kinds of civilian enforcement, law enforcement agents. The IRS had turned over much of its tax collection system to private companies. They'll do this with veterans' hospitals and pharmacies soon. And the Medicare system, of course, the government's not going to take over Medicare. You don't know what you're talking about. The government is going to make it possible for Zio-Mammonist companies to take over Medicare. And they'll drive up the price of drugs up to the moon. Airports are not run by governments. They're turned over to Zio-Mammonist corporations. Everything is going to be turned over through this outsourcing, this privatization process. It's been going on for 20 years and people don't even know it's happening. Governments aren't going to control anything. They're going to be the coordinator to help the fascist of Zio-Mammonism. And they'll own everything. And then they're going to tax you and tax you and tax you. So they're going to have enough money to pay the corporations, Halliburton and all the others, ExxonMobil, and all of the banks. This is fascism. It's a cozy little relationship between government and private money, but it's the private money that runs the government. And to make sure you shut up, they'll even take over, listen to this, the Patriot community. They're in the process of doing it. Why do you think they had all those Tea Party marches? And why do you think Fox Network suddenly was there superintending them all? And Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Greta, whatever her name is, Sustern. Yeah. And Newt Gingrich suddenly shows up in Atlanta with Sean Hannity. 20,000 people there with their tea bags, but suddenly there's Sean Hannity saying, I got all these people here. Ha, ha, ha. I'm the tea bag king. And Rush Limbaugh saying, this is good. This is scaring Obama. Friend, they're going to run the whole Patriot community. Now listen to me, friends. Revelation 18 will tell you everything you need to know about this system. This is a great commercial system, and it is Zio-Mammonism. And I want to read what the Bible says about it so you'll know how powerful and how global free trade. But it's expensive. It's not free to you and me. Listen to what it says here. Let's get real quick to Revelation. I know I'm about to run out of time here. Chapter 18 of Revelation, the book of Revelation, the great book of prophecy. And he cried mightily. That's an angel come down from heaven. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Read it, friends. The whole chapter, I don't have any more time. Zio-Mammonism, they're not communist. They're not even fascist, really. They're not socialist. They're not capitalist. They are Zio-Mammonist. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. My great hope is that you will tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.